Dear friends, Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus said, don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you for such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this is Evangelist Cecil Mole. I'm a converted alcoholic, gave my heart to Christ over 52 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. Well, friends, the other day I got a shock of my life. They found out that I was bleeding internally, and they rushed me to the hospital, and they took a bunch of tests, and they found out I have cancer of the colon and also cancer of the prostate glands. And I want you to know, for a while I was kind of set back. Then I got to thinking, what am I set back for? When my life is done on this earth, God takes me home. Until that time, he's going to keep me working. And I feel I got a lot more things to do. But, oh, beloved, I had such a wonderful time witnessing to nurses, telling them about Jesus. I tell you, it was a wonderful thing. Well, now, you folks, I go in for surgery in 2 weeks. You folks, hold me up in prayer. I know you will. Well, I'll be with you for half an hour. Now, just kick off your slippers, sit back and relax. Pour you a glass of iced tea or a cup of coffee. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? Friends, I'd like to take my reading from the 14th chapter of John, and with the 6th verse. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Oh, my friends, I've labeled this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus was preparing the disciples for his departure in chapter 13, the last Passover before his death. He washed the feet of his disciples, and old Peter said, no, you're not going to wash my feet. Lord said, listen, if I don't wash your feet, you're not one of mine. He said, here, give me a bath. Peter, you know, I guess I was an awful lot like old Peter. You know, I just think I had hoof and mouth disease most of the time. But all Peter meant well, and they broke bread together, and he revealed his coming betrayal, but the promise is of heaven. Oh, friends, and listen to what he says, let not your heart be troubled. Don't be afraid. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Then he went on to say, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. Oh, friends, listen. I don't know what those mansions are looking like, but I'll tell you one thing. It's been a whole heap better than you and I are used to have here on this earth. And he told him, he said, I've already gone to prepare a place for you. Oh, dear friends, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, whoever asks Jesus to forgive their sins and to come into their heart is going to go to that place. Well, the I am is to answer a disciple's question. He said, how can we know? Well, now, listen, isn't that a pretty good question? It's a question that the world's been asking since the beginning of time. Well, Jesus is the way to heaven. Now listen, it's not, I will show you the way. It's not, here is the way. You says today, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And nobody comes to the Father except through me. I think you remember me telling you a story many years ago about a roofing contractor who had lost his wife because of alcoholism. And after he spent all his money, she came back to him. And so I decided to go tell him about Jesus. Now Winona sat down and I told them the whole story. The life that I lived, a horrible, miserable life I lived. And then I told him, but you know what, friend? A preacher told me the greatest love story ever told to mankind. I said, that morning God's Holy Spirit drew this troubled heart and revealed to me that his love was real, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. See, you and I cannot follow Jesus to heaven. Now listen, friends, he was baptized, but you can be baptized and still be lost. Now he loved people, and you can love people and still be lost. He was a man of prayer, but you can pray and be lost. Hey, I've been praying since I was 4 years old, and I was lost. See, salvation comes only through faith in Christ. Now, what did he say in John 3:16? For God so loved you and me that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever of him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, it's belief. You know, there are a lot of people. Oh, I forgot to finish the story about the alcoholic, Ruffer. He said, Cecil, and he was tears. And he said, Cecil, I just love that story. My, what a beautiful story. And I want everything that you have. But Cecil, I don't want Jesus to get it. What did he say? You can't, no one comes to the Father except through me. You can't circumvent Jesus and plan to go to heaven. You say, wait a minute, Cecil, back down now. Hey. I belong to a real good church. And we have missionaries all over the world. And I give my tithe and I go to Sunday school and I read the Bible and I pray. You're going to tell me that I'm not going to heaven? If you've not been born again, you're not. Oh, no, you're not. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot, he will not see the kingdom of God. He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We find that in Acts 16:31. You remember the jailer. He'd beaten Paul and Silas almost to death. Put them in stocks and he had them all messed up. Well, Paul said to Silas, Silas, you remember that song we sang when we were in the synagogue the other day? Yeah. He said, let's sing it again. It might have been, there's a sweet, sweet spirit. I don't know if the song was written in, but I know it wasn't. But there's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. They sang, they prayed, and they praised God. That's what I have to do, what I'm going through now, is to pray and thank God and praise him. My stars, man, I've had the most beautiful 52 years you ever saw in your life. And if the Lord wants me, I'm going to have a few more years. Oh, listen, friends. He knows what he's doing. Now, he tells us, by grace you are saved through faith. Now, listen, there are a lot of folks. Oh, yes, there's a lot of folks who think by doing good things that they can get to heaven. For by grace are you saved through faith. That, not of yourself. It is a gift, a free gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Let's put it in layman's language. You stood before Jesus tomorrow night, and you'll say, now, Lord, I was a member of our church, and I baptized when I was about 35, read the Bible, pray at the table, and, I pay my bills, and I do a lot of good things to needy, poor people. That won't do you a bit of good. Because then you could say, I got there because of my good works, and you won't. I won't. I've done a lot of good works, I sure have. But I'm not going to get there, and I'm not going to get there because I'm a preacher. I'm going to get there because I fell upon my knees at 3:30 in the morning and cried out to God to be merciful to me, Cecil Moe, a sinner. And immediately Not 15 weeks later, not a month later, immediately he removed the heart of stone, gave me a heart of flesh, and he wrote my name in the Lamb Book of Life. And he said, I threw your sins into a sea of forgetfulness, never, never to be remembered again. That's what he'll do for you if you come to him tonight if you're not saved. And you know what it says in Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, just as if we have never sinned. Oh, friends, you know, in the prison a few weeks ago, I said to the men, I said, now, I'm going to throw a hypothetical on you. I said, you see that door going out in the hall? Oh, yeah, yeah, we see it. Well, let's supposing that I were to tell you to have every rotten deed you ever done in your life, all you have to do is get up and go through that door. What would you do? Why, they said we'd go through that door, we'd be a stampede. Sure you would, because you want everything forgiven. Well, Jesus' blood does this, what it really, that was hypothetical. But if you repent, if you tell the Lord you're sorry for your sins, and you invite him into your heart, he said, I will forgive your sins. And it settles it. Once and for all. I've had inmates say to me, well, Cecil, now wait a minute. You know what, Cecil, I have prayed that sinner's prayer, I suppose, 50 times in the 10 years I've been here, but nothing's happened. Well, then I said, you didn't repent. Because he said, he that cometh unto me, I'll no wise cast out. So if you truly repented and you came to Jesus by night, he will throw your sins in the sea and forgive you. And your life will change. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become as new. Friends, listen. In the hospital the other night, I was kind of hurting. And this nurse come in, and I knew she had a foreign language. I mean, she spoke with a brogue. And I said, where are you from, ma'am? She said, I'm from Russia. She said, I was a teacher of English. I'm a doctor. I have a doctor's degree in English, taught in the university. But she said, you know, I was married to a very, very religious man, and he used to beat me. And his father was a preacher. And I said, well, what did you do? Well, she said, I divorced him, and then I come to America. I said, ma'am, now, you see, you said to me that this man was religious. But, honey, religion does not save. Only salvation is what you have to get into heaven. Listen to this. A person can believe in God, yet feel he's above others. He can act prideful, arrogant, and super spiritual. He may hope for an eternity to be with God and with other believers, yet he can be cold and be distant. But love, true love, has no weakness or dangers. Love never fails, never comes short. But remember, love is not indulgence and license. Love involves control and discipline, as well as care and giving, selflessness and sacrifice. Well, see, and she kept coming back in there, and she said, why do I keep coming back in here? She said, I like to talk to you. I said, because, ma'am, your heart, you're empty. You need something. You need Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. He's the only way to heaven. Maybe you're having that situation tonight. Maybe your heart is troubled. Maybe you've lost a loved one or a friend or something, and maybe you've lost your job. Maybe you're financially destitute, and you're about to throw in the towel. Don't throw in that towel. Dear friend, come to Jesus. Peter said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now listen, friends, Jesus is the source of truth about heaven. Now, there are many errors about heaven. I don't mean in the Bible. No, I don't mean in the Bible. I mean people's belief. Some people think heaven is on earth. Some think only 144,000 will go to heaven. That's a Jehovah's Witnesses. Some think heaven is a state of mind. But here's some truth about heaven from Jesus, verse 2. He said, where's verse 2? Right above here. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you, I'm going there to prepare a place for you. Now that's Jesus talking. Heaven is a prepared place. Now, friends, according to verse 3, heaven is where Christians go at death. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may be where I am. You remember the two thieves on the cross? Now this one thief said, if you be Jesus, come on down off that cross. You saved others, now save yourself. This other thief couldn't bear that any longer. He said, hey man, we're here because we deserve. We committed a crime and we're put to death. But this man has done no wrong. He knew that Jesus did no wrong. And he said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Jesus said, from this day forth, thou shalt be with me in heaven. We can depend on the words Jesus gave us about heaven. Jesus is the source of life that continues in heaven. What did he say? I am life. John 1:4, in him was life, and that light was the light of men. Well, what does he say in John 6:35? I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never, 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 never be thirsty. Oh, listen, but here's the sweetest of them all. I am the resurrection. He said in John 11:25, and he told to Mary, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live. Whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Why, I hope to kiss a little pig, I believe it. Hey, friends, life is precious. You know why people don't want to die? Mainly because they don't want to leave their loved ones. That's mainly what it's all about. And they don't understand how it works. Well, when you die, you go to sleep. And then he's told the thief on the cross, and I will be me, and you'll be me in paradise. They go right to heaven. No waiting time, just go right into heaven. But if you're not saved, my dear friends, there's a devil's hell that you have to go to. Someone screamed, and some preacher said, and God will send you straight to hell. Well, he was a liar in the first place. God doesn't send people to hell. You send yourself to hell when you reject Jesus Christ. You're the one that makes a decision where you want to spend eternity. The loss of this truth in our time. Abortion, assisted suicide, euthanasia. Each moment of life is priceless. But listen, friends, only Jesus provides life that lasts forever. Did you know that? You remember the rich young boy that came to Jesus and said, Lord, what must I do to have eternal life? He was trying to figure out something he could do to get there. And Jesus said, well, go sell what you have. He said, keep the commandments. Oh, I've kept the commandments. Well, he lied and never did. Nobody can keep the commandments. And even if you do, that won't get you into heaven. He said, one thing you lack. Go sell what you got. Give to the poor. Come follow me. And the rich man went away sad. He couldn't give up his wealth for Jesus. And so tonight he's in hell and weeping and gnashing of teeth. Oh, friends, there is a devil's hell, but there's a Jesus heaven. Jesus is the only way to heaven. And friends, Jesus reveals the truth about heaven. All the 14th chapter of John. Read it over and over and over. You'll get a blessing. Jesus gives life that continues in heaven. Hey, you know, I tell those inmates, oh, last week or 2 weeks ago, there was, oh, I guess 15 or 20 prayed to receive Christ. And I said, hey, guys, you know what? One of these days we'll be walking the streets of heaven, and I'll look over and I'll see, hey, don't I remember, weren't you saved down at the Jefferson prison? Yeah. Well, why don't you come over and let's have a glass of iced tea, and let's go talk to Jesus. And, you know, they just smiled. Oh, friends, you know, I got a mom and a dad and two brothers and two sisters there. The Moes are going to have a reunion, but let me tell you what. Let me tell you what. I want to see my mom, my dad, oh, yes, and my sister, my brother. But most of all, and above everything else, I want to hug Jesus, because, friends, it was Him that made my life possible. It's Him who makes your life possible. It's Him who leads you through the valley of the shadow of death. It's Him who takes you to, you know what He told us? Lo, I am with you even unto the end of the world. Now, can you get a better deal? I was talking to my good friend Bill Elton the other day. He was our class president in 42. And he said, boy, Cecil, you got the best position in town. I hope to kiss a pig, we do. We all have the, those of us who know Jesus and are lost don't have that. But when you have Jesus, you got the best position. Oh, friends, if you don't know Jesus, won't you come to Him tonight? Come in faith to Jesus and be sure, be very sure of heaven. Now, it's for you. It's for the asking. Do you want to go to heaven? You say, Cecil, I don't understand it. Well, if you want to talk to me, get on the phone at 303-471-8534 and let's talk about it. I don't know all the answers. I'm not the smartest man in the world. But here's a prayer that can change your life completely this very night. And I ask you, please don't pray this if you don't mean it. And here's how it goes. Kind Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner. I'm sorry, Lord, for my sinful heart. Sorry what I did to you, my family and loved ones. Tonight, Lord, I am opening my heart and receiving you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you prayed that prayer, I'd sure like to hear from you. 303-471-8534. I'll not use your name on the air. I won't embarrass you. I won't sit down and write and ask you for any money. I don't do that. I don't want you to leave your church. I just want you to bring your sins to Jesus. Get forgiven. Settle it once and for all. And you can only be born again once. That's right. Born again once. Well, listen, friends, I'm standing by my phone. I'm waiting for your call. 303-471-8534.
Was a life filled with aimless desperation, without hope, walked the shell of a man. Then a hand with a nail print stretched out. Just one touch, then a new life began, and the old. to hide. Now those walls ring love, warmth, and laughter. Since the giver of life moves. Without hope, death has wrapped them in gloom. But at the sight of a face that is rejoicing, for life can't be seen.
Friends, for the first half hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. Now, I'm expecting you folks to hold me up in prayer and surgery. You know, oh, by the way, my doctor surgeon is a Christian. And we'll have prayer before we go into surgery. And you'll be praying for us, and the Lord will be there to take care of us. And we'll come back and give it to Him again. Oh, how I love to tell people about Jesus. I love to tell that story. It never gets old. 52 years I've known Him, and He's real. Well, friends, until it's time next Sunday night, I want you to be good to your neighbors. Stay sweet. Keep looking up for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.